seconds, and people now have got to be responsible. Everybody that's back there, even the strikers, I think it's just left Mickey up front. People have to go from man for man, concentrate and make sure their man doesn't get to the ball first.
Definitely. Corner on this right hand side, now in the shade. A bit easier for him to take the corner. It comes in, it's right across the face, it's all right, it's good!
Off the ball there,
Thomas Jefferson Louis has gone down. Thomas speaking, and he's in the face. Louis is clutching his face, and the referee has gone over to the assistant on the far side. Now this is going to be interesting.
Yep.
This, the Mansfield fans are clear that they saw something. You know, they're on the opposite side, and it looks like the referee is going to talk to somebody here.
Who's
going to talk to it? Alan White. Now Jefferson Louis is down. What is this going to be?
It is a red card.
Yes, yes.
Alan White has been sent off for something that has been seen off before. Jefferson Louis still on the floor, crushing his face. We didn't see anything that went on, and it means that Darlington will play the entire second half with 10 men. Dave Penny can't believe it. He's got his hands on his head. He can't believe it, but the referee needed some advice from the assistant who saw it, and quite clearly has seen enough to warrant a red card, and Louis is back up. But he was holding his, what will he do with it now? Halfway inside, beat Darlington Hart. Puts it onto that left-hand side for Boulding. Now here's Delaye. Chance for Atkinson to come forward. Onto this right-hand side. Will Hampshire get to it? Just get on to it. Puts it back in towards Briggs. It's a cross that disappoints from Briggs. Darlington lose possession though. Here's Delaye. Back to Hampshire. Cross comes in towards Louis. Is it in?
Oh.
It's in! Jefferson Louis has scored! From his right hand side by Matt Hampshire, and there was Louis. He headed it down and he went in on Stockdale's left hand post. 3 goals in 4 games. You can't argue with that. You can't argue with the way as well Mansfield have started his second half, and that is full deserved.
It
rewards for it. To be St. Paul Atkinson with the outside of his right foot tries to feed Mickey Boulding through, and it goes straight through to David Stockdale. Now you were asking for Simon Brown to come on because you thought that Will Atkinson had been quiet. I think in the second half he's come into it loads, hasn't he?
He's done well actually, because he's got more space now, but I would still like to see Simon Brown come into this action. I think it would be a positive substitution, and I think Billy should try and go for the 3 points.
Here's Louis now Dalton onto this right hand side for Matt Hampshire. He'll have Keith Briggs on the overlap. Will he use him? They try to feed the ball into the penalty area, but it's a loose one from Hampshire. And Darlington can come away with it, but Hampshire gets straight back in there and tries to account for his error. And well, he was a bit disappointed there that he wasn't given any cover on this near side. But he'll get it back though through Keith Briggs. Long crossfield pass by him towards the head of Jefferson Louis. He flicks it on. And Stephen Dawson's in extra space here now. What can the Irishman do with this one? Head to the penalty, it cuts inside! And he scores! Stephen Dawson! And Mansfield Town, well, they've deserved that in the second half. They've dominated this one. And Dawson, well, he's made it Darlington 1, Mansfield 2. He beckons to somebody in the crowd as well, probably some relatives here. And Stephen Dawson finds the back of the net. Just when you probably thought, oh no, Dawson's got it. There's no chance here. What a finish by Stephen Dawson.
Tremendous. He's gone forward, positive, took the ball forward, good pass to defender, head down, struck it, and just gone wide of the keeper into the goal. Fantastic goal. And really now the game, you know, Mansfield can obviously sit back now and obviously, you know, keep it at 2-1 and try and take the 3 points home.
His second goal of the season.